Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu, and we're here at the Geekery, and I'm here with Katrina Nightshade from the Fan Chicks once again. How's it going?
Awesome. Tired, but awesome.
Now, I got to experience my first Fan Chick show tonight, and it was really cool, actually.
I'm very happy that you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what to expect. Never been to a burlesque show in my life. And
we do a very unique kind of burlesque, too, and we do and have been getting a lot more support from the burlesque community for encompassing a wider range of burlesque types. We do a very vaudevillian kind of collective where we do pole and prop and dance, and sometimes we sing, depending on the event, and we like to bring all of that together with comedy and other artists in order to create that kind of event versus just fans and feathers and glitter, which are also awesome.
And it's really cool you got everyone else involved with some of the events and skits that you did.
Yes. We like people to act crazy with us. We don't want to be the only people acting crazy. That's that whole, I don't like being a young nerd and being in a room full of people that, you know, you're not quite sure of. If you pull everybody else in with you, then you get to experience it together instead of, one, not feeling left out, and two, not feeling like you're the only nut person in the entire room.
Oh, I like that a lot. And I got to see Dr. Stiebel pole dance for the first time, so I've seen it all now, I think.
That was probably the most epic thing I've ever seen. I got to teach Dr. Evil how to dance on the pole.
Yeah, so I might not get it out of my brain now, but that's okay. That's awesome. Now, the last time we interviewed you, you guys said you would pretty much perform anywhere, which obviously it's a restaurant tonight.
Yep.
Was this a different type of venue for you guys? Or
One of many different types of venues. We've done card shops, comic book stores, land centers, which is always super fun, trying to distract gamers from playing their games while doing a show. Then we've done cabarets as well as bars, pubs, and all different types of events, both this kind of event where we are supporting most of the show, where it's our performers and cosplay contests and games and stuff with the Fan Chicks. The last event that we did in Winnipeg had an hour of nerdy rappers and some nerd comedians that are super, super funny and awesome. And our shows were just a little hour at the end of the night. And so we like to collectively work with people and put on the kind of show that works for the space that we're in.
And obviously it was a DC superhero / villain kind of event you did tonight.
I say the morally ambiguous women of DC.
Okay, okay. What other types of shows do you do? I think I saw a Star Wars one.
We do Star Wars. Magic the Gathering, we've done a few. I have a fantastic Dream Thief costume with wings and stuff that's actually in one of our comic books. We've done other Marvel, a couple of different types of Marvel.
Right.
We've done other DC as well, more DC universe versus DC female characters.
Cool.
I wanted to support a female DC character night because it's something I've wanted to do for a while, so I did.
Definitely.
I like living out my dreams.
Oh, no problem. And your costumes were awesome, actually.
Thank you.
No problem.
I would like to rock, I think, I'd like to rock a show as Black Widow. I think that would be super fun.
That'd be cool. Well, you were mentioning the last time that you're a big Kitty Pryde fan and you were trying to get all her costumes.
I'm working on it. I finally got a new bodysuit for underneath of my yellow Kitty Pryde, and it is so much more awesome. So I'm pretty happy about that. Yeah.
Cool. We got to see you do a Star-Lord Kitty Pryde now, too.
We actually just shot Star-Lord Kitty Pryde comic book for our website. Yeah, it'll be a few months before it's actually finished being produced because it has to go in and art has to be done and so forth. But we did shoot Star-Lord at the Space Rivers.
Nice. Very cool.
Yeah. It was so much fun to shoot. If you see the Fan Chicks page on Facebook, there is a couple of pictures of me and Kitty Pryde dancing with Star-Lord sitting in a chair.
Oh, cool.
And I'm listening to Hatteras' Get Blasted, which is like an absolutely hysterical song that is basically about strippers. They were telling me to dance, and I was like, I feel really weird doing this without music. Hang on. I pulled out my phone, and I picked out a song, and I was like, that one's about strippers on poles. I'm going to dance to that song. Get into character. It's awesome. It was super fun. That's how we actually wrap up most of our conventions, is with a photo shoot.
Oh, cool.
For Fan Expo, we did a Deadpool versus Deadpool in Graffiti Alley in Toronto.
Oh, nice.
So I'm really looking forward to seeing that one produced. So I was in my pajama pool with a pillow pool.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now, last time out, you said you were a little behind in your comic book reading. Have you caught up at all?
No.
Read anything lately?
No, and actually a friend of mine felt so bad for me. He told me if I sent him some of my fairy token stickers for Magic, that he would send me some comic books.
Cool.
So I could start getting caught up again. I got gifted a couple of comic books. I got gifted one full volume of Deadpool series, which was really, really awesome.
Okay.
Where Deadpool tries to kill Wolverine, and fantastic. Super, super happy about that, because it's been a long time since I had got to read a new comic book. I reread some of my other ones, but it's been a while since I read a new one. So I've been really enjoying that. I brought him a Silver Surfer print from an artist out west, and he goes, here, I know you really like Deadpool, and hands me a great big Deadpool book. It was fantastic.
Cool.
It was good.
Well, it was really awesome you guys came down here. Hopefully we'll see you in here again sometime.
I'm hoping the same thing. We got a pretty positive response from the people that were here. Hopefully they bring all of their friends for the next one, and we rock this place even harder.
Cool. And remind the fine folks out there where they can go to see you on social media.
So we are on Facebook. We have the Fan Chicks as a group or as a page. We also have a YouTube channel, The Fan Chicks, one word, FANCHIX. I'm pretty sure we have a Twitter account, but I'm not the one who mans that. So don't pull me. Not on that one.
I found out we have Instagram, and I don't know how to get there. So
yeah, and then www.fanchicks.com to read all of our comic books and see all of the awesome things that we make.
Cool. Well, thanks for talking to us again.
Thank you for setting us up with this awesome place to work.
Anytime.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.